The general election race to see who will lead Wisconsin's second largest city is expected to be close, just like the primary was. Both Dave Cheslevich and Paul Soglin got 35% of the vote. They were separated by only a couple hundred ballots, which put Cheslevich over the top and surprised even him. Neither is taking a win for granted. Both reached out to voters right to the very end.
Hi, I'm Paul Soglin. I'm running for mayor.
Hello.
How are you? Are you voting Tuesday?
Yeah.
Are you? Do you know who you're voting for?
I don't.
While Soglin combed the campus for votes, Cheslevich supporters got together to organize campaign literature drops.
All right, how many of you have had the fabulous opportunity to go out and hand out literature for Dave today? It's a very close election, and this is the part that matters, getting people out to vote for our future.
Both Madison mayoral candidates are running hard on the issue of taxes, temperament, and experience. Each has big-name supporters. Soglin has Governor Jim Doyle in his corner, while Cheslevich has Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk on his side. Cheslevich has previously served on the county board and now heads an environmental anti-sprawl group. Soglin is familiar from two previous stints as Madison mayor. It's this experience and his role on a national budget task force that Soglin is using to try and persuade voters he's the right candidate for tough financial times.
I think what's important for the future is that we look at the budget proposals that Dave and I have made. Mine adds, mine computes, you can put dollars in the figures.
But Cheslevich criticizes Soglin for offering to dip into Madison's rainy day fund and challenges Soglin on a claim of having kept residential property taxes below inflation while mayor previously. How much taxes went up is a major point of contention, which erupted at a recent debate.
Dave, you're just wrong in your numbers.
No, Paul, my figures are right.
Tell me a little more detail.
We could go a lot around on this all day. Maybe we should just get together and compare our notes. The numbers I have that I quoted to you are right from the city budget.
The two candidates also disagree on other issues, how to best get more affordable housing and whether Madison should ask the state permission to levy a local sales tax. Cheslevich is against such a tax. Soglin says it would make non-residents share in the cost of city roads and other services which they use. Both support having local developers include low to moderate income homes in developments, but Cheslevich wants it mandatory, while Soglin thinks developers might do it voluntarily. Both say they support merging certain city-county services. Cheslevich wants to move ahead on a stalled plan to combine health services, but when pressed, Soglin comes out against that particular plan. He fears the city would bear the greatest financial burden.
We've got county board members who are referring to the city of Madison's public health agency as a Cadillac service. There are no Cadillac services in public health. There is an additional problem now that the county's indicated it can't meet its financial commitments to the program.
Many of their differences on issues are one of degree. Both are considered liberal to moderate. Some, like the Sierra Club, have tried to paint Soglin with a conservative brush, but the candidate adamantly shakes off the portrayal, saying he has broader support than some campaign contributions from developers might indicate. Meanwhile, Cheslevich is trying to escape the anti-business image some are trying to project by bringing up a 12-year-old quote attributed to him.
You said, if government is doing its job, business is going to hate government. What did you mean by that? And explain how your thinking is on that point today.
Thank you for bringing that up, Tom.
Cheslevich says he no longer feels that way and thinks government and business can work together. Getting along with the sector and others has become an issue for both candidates. Some perceive Soglin as uncooperative or even combative. For this and other reasons, a half dozen state lawmakers are backing Cheslevich. However, Soglin's detractors are offset by a large number of supporters on the Common Council and Madison School Board. No matter which candidate wins Tuesday, longtime political observers think the city can't lose. Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council and former opinion page editor.
Well, we don't know who's going to win on Tuesday, of course, but I think it's safe to say the city has already won by having two fine candidates engage the issues the way that these two have. So please give them a round of applause.
Applause is nice, but it's votes that count and endorsements which matter. Both Soglin and Cheslevich are going without progressive support they sought from Bert Zipperer. He came in a strong third in the primary and is refusing to endorse either one for mayor. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.